This America's Test Kitchen segment is sponsored by Bob's Red Mill, a premier culinary sponsor. I remember the first time I ever ate meat cooked sous vide. Now, this is a method of cooking where you put the food into a plastic pouch and essentially poach it in a water bath. And this was just after I'd graduated from culinary school, where I thought I'd been taught all the possible ways to cook a steak. So I had no idea what to think of this piece of beef that was absolutely perfect medium rare, top to bottom, with no gray ring around the pink. It was one of the juiciest, most tender things I'd ever eaten. Now, that was at a cutting-edge restaurant almost 15 years ago. But now, sous vide is on the verge of showing up in homes everywhere. The equipment is getting cheaper and cheaper, and, you know, the idea of cooking something perfectly every time is pretty irresistible. Our friend Molly Birnbaum from America's Test Kitchen is here to talk about cooking sous vide at home. Hi, Molly. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the basics. What is sous vide cooking?
So sous vide cooking is a relatively new technique to enter the land of home cooks. The name comes from the French for under vacuum, and that's because you seal food in plastic, and then you cook this food in a water bath that's heated to a very precise temperature with something called a sous vide circulator, which is basically an electronic stick that you put into a pot or a plastic container, something that's heat safe. And this stick you can program to a particular temperature, and it will heat that water to that temperature and then keep it there for as long as you want. And so when you're cooking this food sealed in plastic in this water bath, the goal is to bring that food up to the exact temperature of the water bath. And that's usually the serving temperature of the food. So it's incredibly precise.
Yeah. So I remember it was a revelation to me to learn. Actually, I can't believe I had to go to cooking school to learn this, but a medium rare steak is 125 degrees. And so once you know those numbers, then you can say, I want a medium rare steak. I can set my water bath to 125. You put the food in the plastic, you put it in there, and it'll be medium rare for, until you feel like eating it.
Exactly. And then all you need to do is a quick sear on the stovetop to give it that crusty brown crust that you love, mm-hmm. and it's done. It's perfect. Also, sous vide gives you time back because you're putting food in the bath, and then you can walk away. What I like to do when I'm circulating food for dinner is make a side salad, make a sauce.
It's really romantic to say, hey, I'm going to go circulate dinner now.
Our test cooks call it swimming. So they're going to go swim something right now, which I think is nice.
I like that.
So sous vide, it gives you time back, which is really nice for dinner parties or just weeknight dinners. I think that sous vide gets a bad rap for being too techy or too sciencey or something that you really have to understand Celsius and Fahrenheit and time and temperature graphs, etc. But it's not. It's incredibly simple. You can put food in a Ziploc bag, stick it in a water bath heated to the precise temperature, and then you can walk away. And that is really wonderful, especially because there's no danger of overcooking your food.
Right. What's the effect of time? Like you said, if you have a piece of, say, beef at 125 degrees, that's always going to be medium rare. Does it matter if it stays there for 20 minutes or if it stays there for 24 hours? For instance, I saw a chef once advertise on their menu, these short ribs were braised sous vide for 72 hours. Did that make a difference than if you did it for 48 hours or 53 hours? Presumably it's all the same temperature.
That's an excellent question. And I think one of the most interesting things about sous vide is that it's about temperature, of course, but it's also about time. And you can play with those two things together in ways that you can't do with traditional cooking. You can do some very interesting things with meat held at lower temperatures for a longer period of time. For example, we've been working with chuck roast, which is a relatively cheap piece of meat. It has a lot of collagen. It has a lot of fat. Traditionally, you would cook it at a higher temperature for a number of hours to break down that collagen and get it to be really tender. But for sous vide, we've been tying this chuck into a roast-like shape, something that looks a little bit more compact and beautiful. And then we're sous viding it at 133 degrees Fahrenheit for 24 hours straight. So that's a long time in a relatively low temperature bath. And when this thing is done, it is like a prime rib. All that time in the bath keeps it bright pink. It's incredibly tender and juicy. It tastes beefier than anything I've ever tasted. And it's cooked perfectly evenly from end to end. And then there's also something to enzymes that are active at this lower temperature. There's more of them active when you're keeping something at this low temperature. It's the same that happens when you're dry aging steak. So when you're doing this low temperature cooking, you really are tenderizing meat and having it become more flavorful.
I have to ask you a question, though. I was talking to people like, oh, I'm going to do this interview. And a friend of mine said, you need to ask this question. And that is, what's the deal with cooking, as you said, sealed in a plastic bag? Is that okay? Is that safe? Is there like gnarly stuff that's going to leach into our food? Like, honestly, for me, I kind of feel like if that's what does me in, so be it. But I can respect not everyone feels that way. So is there anything to be afraid of with cooking in plastic like that?
Right. That's a question we get all the time. And I get it. There's a lot of stuff out there about how plastic containing BPA, which is an industrial chemical, is harmful if it's heated, that it can leach into the food. The good news is that all plastic bags that are created for sous vide or for cryovacking or vacuum sealing are incredibly safe. And even better, all of the good quality plastic bags like by Ziploc, the freezer safe Ziploc bags, are also safe. They're not made with BPA. They're made from polyethylene and polypropylene, which have been shown to be very safe when it comes to cooking and heat. And also, sous vide isn't necessarily cooking in plastic. You can cook in mason jars, which are glass. When you're cooking eggs, they can cook right in their shell.
Oh, that's amazing. So aside from perfectly cooked meat and fish, what other things can you play with in sous vide?
So when I started working in sous vide at America's Test Kitchen, I really thought it was about meat and about eggs, and that was kind of it. But as we've been working on this book from the science team, we've been diving into recipes that surprised me. For example, homemade yogurt. You just bring milk up to an almost boil to kill bacteria. Add a little bit of starter, which can be yogurt that you already have. Put it into mason jars and then circulate it at 110 degrees Fahrenheit for anywhere between 5 and 12 hours, depending on how tangy like your yogurt in the end.
I love that.
That's it. And it's so foolproof because you don't have to worry about having it in a low oven or anything like that, or having to monitor a pot on the stove. You just put it in, and then anywhere between 5 and 12 hours later, you're done. And it's delicious. And then we've also been making ricotta.
Oh, cool.
Desserts. Sous vide is actually a thing. We haven't gotten to the dessert chapter yet, but we have plans to make creme brulee, pudding, dulce de leche. Very excited to start testing that.
Oh, awesome. All right, and there are a lot of these circulators now out on the market. You guys have done a test of the best ones, right?
That's right. Our tasting and testing team has dove into all of the circulators that are currently out there. And there are a ton of options for the home cook. And they actually picked a winner, which is called the Jewel Circulator. And it's small and it's sleek and it is incredibly accurate. It's really wonderful.
And about how much is the Jewel?
So the Jewel is around $200. And this is much cheaper than the first generation of sous vide devices used to be. They used to be a lot thicker, a lot slower. Now they're very light, very easy, very fast, and they work very well. They're also connected to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So the Jewel works via an app on your smartphone, which is pretty convenient.
And they used to be like $1,000. So 200 is way, way cheaper now too. So I guess it's time to start circulating dinner. Thanks so much
exactly.
for coming in, Molly.
Thanks for having me.
Molly Birnbaum is executive editor of Science at America's Test Kitchen. You can find their sous vide recipe for Mexican roast pork, cochinita pibil, at splendidtable.org. And by the way, ATK is hosting its first food festival, ATK Boston Eats. You can find ticket info at atkeats.com.